from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Discovery Silver, formerly Newmont, is planting native grasses along the shore of Porcupine Lake. Vice President of Environment Jerry Stinson says it's what's called a riparian project.
It's expected to directly improve habitat conditions by preventing erosion, improving water quality, enhancing habitat. And together, these factors result in benefits to the productivity of small, large-bodied fish species.
The federal government dictates projects like this to offset activities on the Dome Mine property. Stinson says Discovery will also add 6 new park benches along the lake, build 2 observation platforms, resurface 1 kilometer of the trail, and replace a culvert. The province is expanding teacher training seats at universities across Ontario. Nearly $60 million is going to 13 universities that offer a Bachelor of Education degree to expand their teaching program and increase the teaching workforce. The province says the move is aimed at training up to 2,600 new teachers by 2027. Funding will be prioritized to expand seats at universities with accelerated programs, French and technological education, as well as seats in northern, rural, indigenous, and remote regions. Prime Minister Carney says his government will adjust its tariffs on imports of American steel and aluminum as of July 21st, depending on what happens with trade negotiations with the U.S. The date will mark the end of the 30 days Carney and U.S. President Trump set aside to reach a new trade deal. Carney also says federal procurement will be limited to Canadian suppliers and what he calls reliable trading partners as of June 30th. The federal government also plans to impose retroactive tariffs of 100% on steel and aluminum imports from countries that don't have a free trade agreement with Canada. The White House says President Trump will decide within 2 weeks whether to join Israel in its air assault on Iran. His office says Trump is willing to give diplomacy another chance. Iran and Israel have been trading air and missile assaults for more than a week, following Israel's claim that Iran is again on the verge of obtaining nuclear weapons. The American government has moved another carrier task force towards the Persian Gulf and has dispatched dozens of refueling aircraft to the region. The U.S. would likely use bunker-busting bombs on a subterranean uranium enrichment facility that has yet to come under attack.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.